This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resilience of the message of the Democratic Party.
We're the United States of America. No, I'm not joking.
A Democratic platform that said your increasing poverty doesn't exist.
But what they've done is they've taught people the word inflation, right? Yeah. Most people who would have never used that word ever in their lives are using it now because they've been taught it.
Those machete attacks.
In Malibu, this homeless man was recently arrested after attacking a man with a machete.
Daylight homicides and subway rapes.
The attack was brutal. It was wicked. And the worst part is when the people were watching.
Well, they never happen.
Kathy Hochul believes that the only crimes that are being committed are these crimes with guns. And you have people who are afraid of being pushed in front of oncoming subway cars. They're being stabbed, beaten to death on the street with hammers.
Okay.
Anyone who commits a crime under our laws, especially with the change they made to bail, has consequences. I don't know why that's so important.
We will make owning a home and retirement impossible for subsequent generations.
When I was born, the median price for a house was $108,900. Now it's $337,200. Even if you account for inflation, that's about a 45% increase in cost.
The overwhelming evidence of vaccine deaths and injuries are a figment of your conspiratorial imagination.
And we're here with a simple message. Get vaccinated. Update your vaccine, your COVID vaccine.
Something like 1 in 1,000 people have died. We don't know how many more will die. But we're into double figures of millions who've definitely been killed as a consequence of this policy. I've not been a religious person, but I'm absolutely clear in my mind. The only people, the kind of planning and thinking it takes to have done what has happened are people who would worship Satan.
This was the Democrats' message. What factors led to this train wreck of the corporocratic district of criminals country club mirage of our constitutional republic?
Have you found out the alleged allegation of your connection with Jeffrey Epstein?
Was there a generational factor? Gen Z, the 18 to 29 age group, gave 28 points to the Democrats, swayed by the fear-mongering. Gen Z was more than happy to trade what's left of their future to their Marxist boomer counterparts who promised them student loan forgiveness and will now wag slavery in the form of universal basic income in their faces.
Have you thought about where this is heading? This is heading to you having no life. To you spending your income on needs rather than treats and desires. Because you won't have any spare money left for those. They don't view you like a human being, these people. What we've got left is a government that's a middle management team for some higher power.
And I think ultimately we will have to have some kind of universal basic income.
Middle and working classes will be eroded and replaced with robots, AI and big corporations, and given a basic income. The old world is not coming back. A group of billionaires are deciding how the rest of the world should live, and they have the ear of the government that claims to represent you.
The abortion factor saw 37 points go to the Democrats from unwed mothers, and did Trump's shadow loom too large over a Republican Party rising from his ashes? Or are these merely excuses to distract the CNN exit polls results that revealed that 75% of voters said the country is on the wrong track and an overwhelming majority are angry about inflation and the economy? Biden and company will now ramp up the threats on anyone with an unshakable gut feeling after they witnessed once again the blatant, antiquated, and openly rigged, quote, incompetent, end quote, voting system.
So you tell me I should vote John Fetterman, I should vote Joshua Shapiro.
If you vote Democrats, all of them are the Democrats. You only got one against one.
Project Veritas Action journalists were told who to vote for just mere feet outside a polling center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania today. This is referred to as electioneering.
So you have to fill out the ballot properly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the full John Bound report can be found at band.video.
where the audience is growing, folks. This is the mothership. You built it by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. It's growing. It's serving its purpose. It's getting more effective every day. Continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and we'll continue to stay here blasting out the truth.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we are now joined by Matt Baker, slave to liberty, and he is out in Arizona, Maricopa County, and he was boots on the ground talking to voters out at polling locations, so I just wanted to bring him on today, talk about what he learned, what voters are saying, what's the vibe there, boots on the ground. Matt Baker, give us the breakdown.
Well, it's not good, Owen. I mean, Arizona out here has been a very red area. I mean, a lot of people moved from California to escape California, not to come here and build a new California, but to actually escape all of the crazy leftist whackness. I'm actually here at my buddy's house. I built this fireplace behind me, and he's very well on the red side, and everyone around here is. Most people are very, almost like Texans. They've got pickup trucks, they've got guns, they've got, you know, everybody's really a very Republican person out
you know,
here.
And it's funny that you say that because, you know, I'm sitting here in Texas looking at the Democrat after it turned Texas blue. I was proud of Texas. We showed out. We didn't let Beto win. But, I mean, I was sitting here like kind of looking like, okay, if Beto gets in, I don't know if I can live in this state anymore. That's how bad it was. And I'm thinking, like, Arizona looks pretty good. Arizona's looking like it's going red, looking like good leadership. But no, it looks like the Democrats are trying to stomp that out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, it's very hot out here, so I live in the perfect climate of California, which is the breeding ground of why they can get away with so much crap in California, because they know people don't really want to leave. Now, out here, they can say, hey, come over here. We've got all these great laws, and we're not a bunch of leftist scumbags. And so people were moving out here and dealing with the high temperatures and the high electric bills from cooling their houses. But I got to tell you, the place is really nice. The idea that they can't vote, count these votes is absolutely ridiculous. The infrastructure here is like some of the best I've seen around. Like the roads are perfect.
They're very new. You know, a lot of new infrastructure.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's not like they're trying to gather, you know, votes from old Mary Sue's, you know, chicken coop and bring them on down the road to Bob's, you know, little shack and count them. I mean, they have beautiful infrastructure, beautiful roads. I mean, the idea that they can't pull this off like a first world is absolutely BS. And the only reason, as we all know, is because they're going to count until they win. You know, it's just absolute crap.
So what are people on the ground saying about their experience voting with any of the anomalies, the machine breakdowns? I mean, what's the word from the people on the streets when you talk to them?
Well, I've met several people that have said that they had trouble getting their vote to scan, and it was put in the so-called box 3. And then these votes have to be, I think they're called healed, because then they have to go through and check them for signatures and this and that. But the problem is the human beings who are then now in charge of counting those votes in these different precincts. I actually, it's funny, after our little chat the other day, I haven't listened to Michael Savage in a long time, but I just tuned into him the other day, and he had this amazing thing on about how the voting machines can be made to swing one way or another simply by just making the sensitivity of the camera for the dot. If you say, oh, it's got to be above this resolution or below that resolution, if they tweak that in the different counties to make it more sensitive, it kicks out more ballots.
And it sounds like we were listening to the same. It sounds like we were listening to the same podcast, because it also talks about how they can use these little tweaks, like for example the felt pen, right? And then the machine doesn't read it correctly, and then a human has to count it. And oh, if there's no oversight of that human, all of a sudden they can just mark those ballots however they want.
Yeah, and then they inevitably do it in these Democratic centers. Like, if you go downtown, the place that I went, I don't know if you see the rest of that video, right around the corner from this counting place is this massive sheriff's department, which literally looks like a battleship. Like, the front of it is coming at you. It's very dystopian. And then one block from there is the largest homeless encampment. I don't know, maybe I've seen as big in L.A., but nothing quite like this, because usually in L.A. there'll be a street that, you know, goes on and on forever. This is like a full-on, like, blocks and blocks with cross streets, and like, it's like a whole area of a swap meet of homeless people with, like, pigeons eating trash off the street, people yelling and screaming at you if you slow down to, like, videotape and stuff. Like, it was scary. I mean, it was block after block. And like I say, cross streets, and not your normal one in a row people on a street. Like, it was, like, six deep tents all the way down the street, and cross street, cross street, cross street. So the liberals have already taken control of this area. Like, I was joking with my girlfriend. I was like, hey, well, now they've taken control. Pretty soon you're going to start seeing homeless people. I guess I just wasn't in the right area. And so this area that they are doing the vote counting, as you can see, has been infected with this liberal scum concept that it's a good idea to have people living on the streets in squalor as part of their human rights or something.
Wow, that's amazing. I never had seen this type of footage from Arizona. You know, it's odd. You think about the homeless phenomenon, that's extremely sad. I mean, people die in Chicago. They die in D.C. in the Northeast when they're homeless. You're wondering why they're homeless in these cold cities, why they don't end up in Arizona, but that's a whole other story. Now, I have been saying here that I don't expect there to be much of a fight in Nevada. I don't expect there to be much of a fight in Georgia. I don't think the Republicans have a spine, a backbone to fight there. But Arizona, I see it differently. I think that Fincham and Hamadeh and Masters and Lake have a fight in them. And I think they got a nice, strong support base and group behind them as well that's going to fight. I know they got a legal team and everything that's going to fight. But where do you think that fight stands? I mean, they're still under the delusion that Carrie Lake is going to win. I'm quite frankly not. Even if she does, the whole thing still needs to be investigated. Where do you think the fight stands in Arizona right now, almost a week after the election? They're still counting.
Well, I do think that they're going to magically find out, you know, that Katie Hobbs won, of course. They say that Carrie Lake is going to have to get 58% of the remaining. Still, 100,000 votes are actually out. And apparently a lot of these were the same day drop off of ballots, where apparently you vote early, but you drop off. And I found this interesting statistic. 88% of all the votes were early ballots, mail-in or early drop-off ballots, 88%. And when you consider that before COVID, that wasn't a thing unless you had a specific, you know, you had to be out of the state, you had to be sick, you had to get a specific ballot, you know, you had to apply to vote, not in person and not on the day. Now, a lot of the local patriots were complaining that I had seen some footage of that were at that ballot location area. The day before, one was quite articulate. He kept on mentioning they had a bill. It was HB 2289, which was going to make it to where it was only in-person voting on the day of, and it was going to limit it down to only, you know, people who are in the military or people who are in hospital or something of that nature, to where they physically cannot show up and vote. And apparently one of the senators, what's her name, Wendy Rogers, was supposed to be on board with that, and she actually called for this protest and then didn't even show up. And when the local sheriff threatened her with the bill for all the extra police he was going to have to bring in because it was dangerous, then she basically called them off, and they were all sitting there like idiots in the street going, what did you do? You called us here. It's kind of reminiscent of the Trump thing. You call us here, and then you, like, hang us out to dry. You know what I mean? So this Wendy Rogers didn't back the SB 2289, even though apparently they had the signatures to have, and it was all, you know, they had the votes apparently in the signatures to at least put it on the ballot and get it to move forward so that they could have, you know, real elections. I think like maybe Florida may be able to maintain because it's almost too late for some of these areas. Like you're saying, oh, we should get an electoral college for the states, which I think was an amazing idea that you had. However, those states are already run by Democrats, and they're going to be like, yeah, we're good. We don't need that. What about voting on the same day? Nah, we're good. What they're going to do, and I think I've actually read that they've already started doing this, they're going to lower the voting age. That's what they're going to do. They're
going to lower the voting age. Yeah, it's not going to work, but yeah, they'll try.
Well, when they run everything, we'll see. But then they're like, oh, you voted for it. Turns out Owen Schroyer actually likes the idea. He voted for it.
Yeah, and so did the dog that that died 12 years ago.
And your dead grandmother too. She's on board.
Well, you know how it goes. I mean, you know, God love my grandmother, and she voted Republican every day till the day she died. Now she's voted Democrat in the last four elections. You know, it's amazing. From the grave, my grandma would dare do that to me. Of course, the joke is we know all the dead people vote Democrat. It's amazing. You want to go find a Democrat rally, just go to your nearest graveyard, you know, and you'll find it.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a Golvix.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I believe there's going to be a battle for Arizona. I don't think we're going to get the results we want, but I do think there's going to be calls for audits, recounts, review of the law, the voting process, everything, because the Republicans in Arizona, Kari Lake, Blake Masters, Mark Finchem, Abe Hamadeh, they have a fight in them. They have a will in them. I don't see that in Nevada. I don't see that in Georgia. It's gone and dead in Pennsylvania and Michigan, sadly. Now, maybe that can change, but that's the way I see it right now. And you were mentioning in the last segment, Matt Baker with us, Slave to Liberty, you were mentioning the rally where Wendy Rogers invited people out and then didn't show. Not sure what was going on with that, but I'm seeing that there are multiple rallies. There's been a lot of on-the-street activism, a lot of on-the-street rallying and protesting in Arizona. Nowhere else. In Brazil, they're out by the millions. Arizona, they're out by maybe the hundreds or the thousands. But what about that? What about the people? Because a lot of these videos are making their way around the internet. People saying, we don't trust the election. It was rigged. I went to vote. It didn't work. The machine shut down. So what do you make of the street activism? And what do you make of the Republican candidates? And how do you think this fight is going to go in the coming weeks when they finally declare that not a single Republican won in Arizona?
Well, they're going to have to take it to court. The problem is who's going to be the judge, you know, and they already, when the votes were getting kicked out of the machines, they already called the judge and said, oh, shouldn't we have some extra time to have people vote? Because a lot of these people weren't able to vote because they were in line and they got told to go home because the machines either didn't have paper or they weren't counting the votes. And then the judge says, oh, we're good. We're doing fine. And so when they come and they say, hey, what about these voting anomalies, you know, what are they going to do? Just say, well, we're good. So, I mean, in the end, I think it really is up to the people. And we're going to have to do even, you know, better than these small gatherings that have been out there. I believe that in Arizona, there's a heavy contingent of right-wing people. And you have no idea what you're in for. Once you think it's just, oh, it's red, it's blue. No, this is going to be a big problem. Like, your kids are going to be getting told about transgender stuff and the race, you know, the critical race theory is going to be pushed hard. My buddy who I'm here for, I used to work on his house in San Diego, and he left because he couldn't deal with the schools in San Diego. Now he's out there and left as a refugee, bought this beautiful house, we're fixing it up, and now the politics is going to change. He's going to be basically without a country because, you know, his kids are now going to be, this stuff's going to start infiltrating into the schools and, you know, the economy. And I wouldn't be surprised if the housing market might actually take it. I shouldn't say that because he doesn't want his house price to go down. But, I mean, a lot of people might be considering moving out now and where to go because this was the haven from the West Coast. I mean, the West Coast now, you've pretty much got nowhere to run to. You know, if you don't go to Texas or Florida, I mean, I don't know what your plan is at this point in the game. Anyone who is in red states or even a tiny town, you have to make laws to make sure that the counting gets done. Don't just say, oh, that's been done forever and it's okay, because no, they're going to get a Democrat weirdo in there and they're going to start taking over that little town, and they're probably going to use money from these crypto Ponzi schemes that they have around the world to buy off officials and pay off different things. All of this Ponzi scheme money laundering stuff that's going on, it's like trickle-down economics. With like Reaganomics, it's trickle down tyranny. The infinite amount of fake money and the infinite amount of all of this tyranny is the free money and the Ponzi scheme and the money laundering is basically the fuel for tyranny. And it just keeps pushing it, buys off local towns, local judges, local mayors. So you have to hold the line in any place that you have. You still have a voice. You have to make sure, like they did in Florida, to pass laws saying you can't vote. You know, we need voter IDs. We need voting on the same day. We need people to actually make sure that they're the real people who are actually voting, that they're qualified to vote. You know, I mean, you have to do everything you can to save these remaining areas. And if we can possibly flip some of these other areas back in these smaller areas that they're not paying attention to. One thing I got to say is people, we always say on that right, we're like, oh, Democrats are dumb. No, the Democrat foot soldiers are dumb because they believe whatever their overlords tell them. The people that run the Democrat Party are the most conniving, manipulative scumbags ever to walk.
Oh, they're very politically savvy criminally. Yes.
And I think to get back what we were saying the other day about DeSantis, and by the way, I love you, Laura Luma. I was a little bit heated the other day about that. I think we got to be very careful when we talk about the Trump DeSantis thing, because for all we know, they're just trying to push pressure on the base to now throw DeSantis under the bus, and then they come out and indict Trump. And then now who have we got? When we know that DeSantis is a candidate, we know Trump is a great candidate. And if it was poll to poll, Trump would probably just win, and he'd be the candidate anyway. And we're not going to be voting whether it's DeSantis or Trump in the general election. We're all going to vote for whoever the right wing candidate is. So if they battle it out, may the best man win. Now, if they can just do it without destroying each other's careers in the meantime, because they could very easily just have all a lot of right-wing people I know are already going, well, DeSantis is this, DeSantis is that. And they're doing all the opposition research to undermine him as a great candidate, which could be our only hope if Trump gets defeated or taken out or jailed or something by the deep state. So once they get that in, we have to be very careful. Don't call names to our fellow candidates. Don't do anything with anything. Just say, we'll support Trump for now, but DeSantis is a great person, and don't get in the weeds, because we can't do it. Thank God DeSantis didn't buy onto that. Trump did. I mean, technically, I understand if Trump did actually save DeSantis, then technically, as an honorable man, he owes it. Not necessarily the people or the world, but he owes it to be honorable, to give Trump.
Well, Trump took the bait, or he's chewing through the buffet of bait, like like Lizzo or something. But I think it might be a political strategy of his to just get this out of the way ahead of the primary process, to just come in swinging and say, all right, who wants to fight me? You want to fight me? We're going to fight for me. Because he wants to be the president. That shows me Trump really badly wants to be the president, that he's coming out swinging already, taking on the Republican establishment. He really wants to be president again. I think it's a good sign, even though it looked bad on the surface. Matt Baker, thank you so much for joining us today. Great coverage as always. And, you know, he mentioned another great point there, too. The phenomenon of people leaving the Democrat cities, moving to Republican areas. It's like, how do they, I'm glad that didn't happen to Texas, but it's like, how does that happen to Arizona? That's another amazing phenomenon. Ladies and gentlemen, before we come back with our next great guest, Joe Hoft, remember InfoWarsStore.com is how we do everything we do here. We don't have big crypto scams. We don't have big billionaire donors like George Soros. We don't have big corporate sponsors, Hollywood sponsors. We have you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for great products. Like Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And I'm telling you, you look at this. I mean, I've got the supplement facts right here. Over 100% of your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, biotin. I mean, the list just goes on and on here. It's got 1,000 milligrams of glycine, 100 milligrams of L-glutamine. It's got the NAC in here as well. Coenzyme Q10. That's just an incredible elite supplement right here. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I like to mix it with a little juice, and then I chase down my supplements with Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning, InfoWarsStore.com. Put a big pitcher in your refrigerator. The kids will love it. And they won't be drinking the toxic energy drinks or soda pop. They'll be drinking Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And you'll be supporting free speech in the process by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Glow.
globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, it's incredible, folks. As we sit here, they're still counting votes in Oregon, in California, in Colorado, and Maryland, in House races where Republicans have a stronghold and are winning. But magically, the perfect number of votes are coming in for the Democrats to win, and they might take the House, too. It's totally legitimate. Don't ask any questions or you're a racist, terrorist, bigot. Now, the great Joe Hoft from the incredible
Gateway Pundit, joins me here. They are just all over this story. Here's a couple of the headlines I want to open up here with Joe Hoft. Despite only 17% Democrat turnout on Election Day, Katie Hobbs and Democrats are winning over 50% of Maricopa County Election Day totals. Nobody thought that would be the case. And here we are. Maricopa County election judge believes the machines were programmed to reject ballots on Election Day. I wonder whose ballots they were rejecting. And GOP didn't lose midterms because mail-in ballots are better than in-person voting. The GOP lost because the same corrupt election activities happened again. So I want to begin the conversation right here with Joe Hoft. Joe, it's an amazing thing. The Democrats don't have to have rallies. They don't have to campaign. They don't have to have debates. They don't have to do anything. And then somehow they win in Arizona. I mean, how obvious is this one? To me, it's a pretty obvious one because Arizona was a really energized red state. I mean, they were excited for their candidates, excited for this midterm election, and yet somehow the entire state falls flat and goes blue. I'm not buying it, Joe.
Yeah, me neither. It's a travesty what's happening there. And Jim had that great post that you just mentioned a few moments ago about Arizona. So on Election Day, which is what they told all the Kerry Lake and all the conservatives, don't mail in your ballot. They'll switch it, and we don't know what sort of monkey business they'll do with it. They'll throw it away. So come in on Election Day and vote. And that's how we're going to beat them. And apparently that strategy worked for Kerry Lake in the primaries. And so people do, and then all of a sudden the Election Day is a mess. And then all of a sudden here we are, almost a week later now, they're still counting. And then, like Jim reported this morning overnight, according to a Democrat, there was 17% turnout for Democrats on Election Day. And yet we're seeing the results being, 54% for Katie Hobbs, this corrupt, not likable woman who certified the stolen election of 2020.
And still the Secretary of State overseeing this gubernatorial race.
Yeah, she should have been. She should have recused herself long, long time ago. But of course, she's a Soros girl, and they have to make sure everything gets corrupted rightly so they can steal all these races. And Arizona is really important. I think that's the deep state. Once they steal a state, they want to lock it in. And Kerry Lake's a threat too. I think the thing about Kerry Lake is a lot of people think she's a vice president, if not president material. So she's very polished, very smart, very MAGA, a big Trump supporter, and just a logical perhaps person if he runs again as a vice president. So if not even a president candidate, so they're trying to knock her out, and it doesn't make any sense. And so you know this, Owen. I've shared this before with you. I was a corporate auditor. I've done audits around the world, maybe 200-300 audits. I was stationed in Hong Kong for a decade, overseeing an audit team over there. Done fraud audits, financial, operational. I've earned 10 degrees designations, and it's really easy to see. First step in auditing is kind of look at your population, get a good definition of what it is and what the process is you're looking at in the systems. And again, it's the same story from 2020. These high numbers immediately shock you and are like, how can this be? If 17% Dems are showing up and yet you're getting 54%
we don't even know her name.
No. Yeah, I mean, she's repulsive, too. The lady's got a real squeaky little girl voice. It's just she's weird. There's nothing attractive about her. So kind of like Fetterman. I guess Fetterman's the other obvious, anomaly. It's like, Who's going to vote for that guy, especially after that debate?
Well, here's the problem. Yeah, here's the problem with the Pennsylvania-Arizona dichotomy is that, I believe Pennsylvania was stolen. There's no way Fetterman could actually win, but what's the point of contesting that? The Republicans aren't battling for that. The Democrats own Pennsylvania. They've stamped it. There's no chance a Republican wins in a statewide election in Pennsylvania. The Democrats just own it. So it's like, okay, I'm not going to focus on a futile fight here, but I have hope for Arizona. No matter the results, I think Lake and Masters and Fincham and Hamadeh, they're going to fight it. They're going to sue. They're going to call for audits. They're going to call for recounts. I think they're going to fight this deal.
Well, I think they should, and I think they should. I think they ultimately should ask for a new election because this was fraudulent. Now, what I've heard about what happened on Election Day, I got a piece yesterday from some individuals, and there's an IT guy out there that looked at this. And what it appears that they changed the size of the vote or the ballot. And it previously it was 19 inches long. Now it's 20 inches. And so that worked fine for all these mail-in ballots. They had the machinery that would handle them. But on election day, these machines that they're using on site apparently would only handle 19-inch paper. So then they had to shrink the images down to 19 inches. And then they tried to run them through the tabulators. The tabulators couldn't find the circles in the right spot, so everything was getting spit out. So it appears to be something intentional, another just a mechanism to mess with and steal the election, because then they tell people, throw your ballots over here. We'll be sure to get to them later. You don't know if they are. You don't know where these ballots are going. And then you end up with 54% for Hobbs. Well,
and maybe you haven't heard this, because I heard that news about the new ballot length. It was kind of breaking this weekend, and this maybe gives you a better idea. I know that in Travis County, where I voted in Texas, they had the same thing where they expanded the length of the insert that you put in, but they knew that in advance, and so they knew they had to print out more paper than they normally do, so they had that ready to go. And even though the machines would run out of ink quicker because of the bigger paper, they had it all ready to go. I witnessed it in real time it happening, and they were able to get everything lined up so that all the images were read properly. So it wasn't only Arizona that changed the size of this. It was only Arizona that had problems.
Yeah, there you go. So they didn't adequately address it. And I saw somebody else send something out on Twitter overnight, too. I haven't written about this, but they're pointing out in the manual all these things that are missing and conveniently, and then they didn't prepare properly. So who would have guessed it, especially knowing that the Republicans are the group that's going to show up on election day, because we can't trust these people. And I guess that strategy worked for Kerry Lake in the primary. So it was a good strategy, but they had to figure out a way to mess it up. And now here we are on day six or whatever of this counting. It's outrageous. And we know that she won. She probably won really big. I believe all these candidates did. But they're just monkeying around with stuff. And this is what sounds like a communist technique, monkey around. Eventually they're going to call it for the dim. And then, and it just demoralizes you. And that's part of their efforts, yep, is to try to demoralize you. And, I guess for myself, I stepped in with this election. I'm not too demoralized because I kind of knew they'd do it. There wasn't, because not enough had changed. And there was belief, and a lot of people worked really hard. I don't want to discount that. But we didn't change the core issues. And that's kind of like auditing 101, too. You do, and I've seen this, where auditors will go in and do an audit, and they'll come up with a recommendation on how to change things for the better, and it doesn't address the root cause. And the root cause in our elections is those machines and of course, these absentee ballots. But the voter rolls and the people and the processes, everything is broken, and we didn't address some of these big things. That's why we're seeing these massive vote drops throughout the country in many of these key races, where it's like all, and they're always for the Democrat. You'll see this when you look at this Edison data feed that shows the up to date results. You'll see all of a sudden Democrat gets massive drop of ballots, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 ballots, compared to the Republicans, fraction of that amount.
Just like we saw in 2020. And of course, if you went through that with a fine-tooth comb, you probably found out that the neighbor's dog Buster voted for the Democrat. You probably found out your great aunt voted for the Democrat. You probably found out your other neighbor's pet cat, you got a little pet cat, voted Democrat.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Joe Hoff with us here, another segment. I want to continue with the election coverage. If we get an extra minute here, maybe get his opinion on the FTX Democrat money laundering situation as a expert auditor himself. But there's two things here. I'll throw one out there just because we mentioned it in the last segment. Clearly, the incompetence of Katie Hobbs as the Secretary of State is showing here with this disaster during the election. That clearly shows her incompetence. She shouldn't be the governor if that's the level of leadership she has. But you mentioned something earlier that that resonated with me because I feel the same way, and that's I'm not feeling near the amount of frustration that what the mean of the Republicans and their voters seem to be facing, because we knew this was coming. And it seems like the frustration is really going downstream now, Joe. It seems that the frustrations that we've had for decades dealing with the corruption in this country is almost like numbed us to an extent, or we're punch drunk maybe in this fight. And the frustration is now downstream. And so you kind of mentioned that earlier. Maybe expand on that a little bit, because that's what I'm seeing, is that, you know, the average Republican voter is now viewed as a conspiracy theorist because they're asking basic questions about why their elections don't work or how it's possible that a candidate that doesn't even campaign or do rallies or a debate can beat a candidate with huge momentum and energy behind her, Hobbs versus Lake. So it seems to me that the frustration is moving downstream, which what happens with that is the frustration hits first and then the reality hits second and then the activism is what the conclusion finally is. That's kind of the process I'm seeing here. What about you?
Yeah, that's great. And yeah, and then to clarify too, we've had some of these leaders in the Republican Party and over the last couple of days, and they've, some have said terrible candidates, which I thought was horrible, especially if I was one of these guys who ran, and gave up, a year of my life trying to win one of these races, then to be told by some, slime ball that I wasn't good enough and that's why I lost. I'd be really offended by that. I don't think that strategy is smart. But then there's others like Molly Hemingway that came out and said that, well, we have to join this ballot, absentee ballot, mail-in ballot strategy and change our strategy. And I thought, well, that's not real either. That absentee ballot stuff is massive fraud. We can't do that because, and I don't think she fully understands it because this isn't because that they've figured out how to get their people to mail in their ballots. It's that they've figured out that they can do more fraud when they do mail-in ballots. And I don't think Molly Hemingway understands that. And yet this is the same people that, did the Mueller exam on Trump for 4 years and an attempted coup d'etat on President Trump. It's the same people that have been involved in so many corrupt activities over the last few years, decades. The list goes on and on and on. And the 2020 election, and now here we are, 22, the same thing. That's not the answer. The answer is we've got to first get rid of these bogus names off of these voter rolls. And there's a group in Wisconsin that wrote to me, and I put it up this morning at the Gateway Pundit, and they're bragging about their work. But Wisconsin didn't go so well. And I asked them, they said, well, because they wouldn't accept our changes in their voter rolls. But in the states that did, we clearly cleaned house, which Texas was one of them, I guess.
Yeah, Texas and Florida.
Yeah, and so they were able to get those voter rolls up to date so they can't steal. Because I swear to God, you said you were saying before the break about somebody's cat, somebody's dog, they're on the list. I mean, I think they just make names up. I don't even, they just say unknown names.
It's the ghost of Cornwallis. It's the ghost of George Washington. Yeah, exactly.
So they make that stuff up. But then it's the machines as well, like we talked about. And, this is appalling. This deserves our rage. This is really bad. And we're seeing how to maybe handle this from the people in Brazil.
They're out in the streets by the millions.
By the millions. And they even followed some of these, I'll call them whatever, slime dogs, whatever, to New York City. They're there the next couple of days, and they're protesting them in New York City.
Yeah, and there were a bunch in New York City, thousands of them in New York City, Brazilians.
Yeah, and that's what you do. Look at that picture. It's just amazing. There's a video that goes with that. It's just amazing, massive crowd. This is over the weekend. People in Brazil, know that their election was stolen, and they know how important it is. And people here have been silenced, and our media has done this incredible job of stealing the true picture, except for outlets like yours and the Gateway Pundit and others that are trying to get the truth out. And you know what? We're doing a great job because people know that this election in 2020 was stolen, and they know this, and they're sitting back saying, now here we go again, same thing.
Yeah.
And so it's good what we're doing. It's just that we've got a major issue here that we've got to address.
Well, and you bring this up because I do think this is the debate, and I think Hemingway is kind of throwing the red meat out there, but I do think this is the debate here. If the goal is to get us back to in-person day of voting paper ballots, well, then you have to measure out the best path to get there. And so I kind of throw this out there to have the debate. I'll get your take on it, even though I kind of already know where you stand. I mean, I think the quickest way to get there would be the Republicans need to do what the Democrats are doing, and they need to have big Trump rallies, okay? Have a Trump rally, 20, 30,000 people, have a voter registration booth right there at the rally, and have it right across the place from an early voting center.
and just send 20,000 people to vote, early vote at every Republican rally. Oh, the Democrats will be against it then, won't they?
Yeah, well, I think, quite frankly, I think that's a great idea. That's what they're doing. And fill out the ballots, mail them in. And here's what we found out, too, these new devices that they have for when you walk into a polling place, and it looks like an iPad. I think it basically is. Probably paid 100 times what it's worth. Because they're calling it something else. And those things are connected to the net. They know real time who's voted. And I think that helps them then when they try to steal the ballots, they know which voters haven't voted. They can figure that out with a simple query, and then they drop a 100,000 votes for a candidate or 10,000 or whatever's needed. And they know who to register on that voter system and show that they voted. And it's just all a big sham. It's a joke. So yeah, I agree, but the thing that grabs me like about Hemingway and stuff, I don't think she recognizes that this election was stolen. She wrote that book Rigged. And I think her summary thesis was that, well, Zuckerberg paid more money and he just outpaid the Republicans. No, that wasn't it, Molly. It was stolen. There's massive fraud in there. Joe Biden, again, big picture, gets 81 million ballots, and yet he couldn't get – and I tallied this. He couldn't get 2,000 people at his rallies leading up to the election from Labor Day to election
day. No, it's a total joke. It's just like in Brazil, and now it's just being proven again with the millions of people in the street. The one difference between Brazil and their stolen election and ours is that the military is actually on Bolsonaro's side, whereas here, not so much with Trump. But let me just get your two-minute analysis, because you talk about the theft and the money. And that is involved with this, too. We just found out with FTX, the money laundering that the Democrats did through Ukraine and FTX to just take your money, put it right back in their own pockets, just clear money laundering. I mean, literally the standard for money laundering. Your 2 minutes on that situation.
Well, thanks. And you guys have done a great job keeping up on that, too. I noticed some articles of yours over the weekend. So the way I look at it, this guy created this FTX and took people's money, promised that he was investing it in the whatever cryptocurrencies they requested, and then basically used the money for something else. And then he creates a big investment arm, and then he's working with all the Dems. And you've got him at with the Clinton Foundation at a recent event, sitting right next to Bill Clinton. And then you've got him donating $40 million to this election, maybe more than anybody, other than maybe, I think, George Soros in this election. You've got him donating to the Bidens. And I think that's really the smaller part of the story. I think the bigger part is that we were sending billions of dollars over to the Ukraine, and then somehow Ukraine gets involved with FTX, and then we end up working, they invest, they say, in FTX, and how many billions of this, whatever, 60 now billion that went to the Ukraine actually landed in Ukraine and helped the people there? I doubt much. I think the big story here is that of these billions that went overseas, a lot came back through cryptocurrency, which is then hard to follow and track, and there's a lot of people with some big, big bank accounts and/or cryptocurrency wallets full of this Ukrainian dollars that we sent over there for the Ukraine. And they're, the people in Ukraine, no wonder they're getting crushed by Russia, our media won't report.
Yeah, our media is lying about that, too. We got more developments there we'll cover later. Joe Hoff, the Gateway Pundit, great stuff as always. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
And, folks, people will say, oh, you can't say the Democrats are money laundering in Ukraine. That was back in April. Oh, really? I can't? Oh, how'd I know? How did we know they were money laundering? How did we know? I don't know.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.